G'day, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition. Hope you had a fantastic long weekend. The Queen's birthday yesterday with your loved ones. And this is your show. This is the global show. We are up and about. I've got sick people everywhere in the studio on the 13th floor. Hello to you, Bernie Vince.
G'day, Jars.
You've lost your voice?
Oh, I have lost my voice a little bit, but I'm coming good.
Greg Blewett, welcome to you on a Tuesday.
G'day, Jars, and my voice is fine.
Your voice is fine, but turning up on time.
Yeah, where have you been?
All about you.
No.
Save it, Bern.
Okay.
Very disappointed.
I've been working.
You've been working.
I've been working.
Oh. And Emma G, welcome to you.
Thanks, Jars.
You're
How's
coughing
it going?
And spluttering like there's no tomorrow.
I'm fine.
Well, you're fine, are you?
Yes, I'm just a bit nasally.
You've been taking more gear than Elvis Presley did in his last years of his life.
Don't spread rumours, Jars.
Come on, good. G, stay strong.
Now,
I'm up.
What about you, Jars? Why have you got shorts on?
And got my Lululemon, got my Triple M jacket on.
Yeah, just describe what he's wearing.
Yeah, so your top half is you look like you're going to the snow. You've got a beanie on.
Right.
You've got your new glasses on last week.
Yes,
so you've obviously repaired those.
Try to find a mid-slice, yes.
I can see at least three layers on your top
half. Three layers, can
and
you?
And then you've got your shorts with your plums hanging out the bottom half.
No, they're not hanging out.
They're tight shorts.
They're tucked in with my thong. I'm rearing to go.
They're tight shorts.
No, I was back doing my gym today at Peak Conditioning down there at Royal Park with my boy Zeke.
Yes.
He's my boy. So and we did arms. Don't worry about Chris Hemsworth and Thor. These arms are ready to go.
So you haven't showered since the gym?
Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't.
You
haven't gym showered gear after
the gym. I've got training tonight, so we start back this week. We're going to catch up with Jackson Hatley from the Adelaide Crows after 5 o'clock. We're trying to track down Andy Harper because of the...
How good was that?
The World Cup, and we'll cover that.
Touch that next.
Thank you, Ben.
Socceroos.
All right, what about that? You weren't good on their bandwagon. Oh. You're as bad as Freddie down at Canetto's, who hates Australian soccer.
Well, they've done it the hard way.
Oh, now
we're all behind them, aren't we,
James? Don't jump on. I'm the only one that supported the Socceroos and Graham Arnold.
You jumped off. You were the first one to jump off.
Lots happening over the weekend. Yes, Greg?
No, just quickly, I want to just mention the Indian Premier League because the media rights were sold over the weekend. Yeah. There was a bidding war for that. Guess what they went for? For 5 years.
5 years?
5 years.
Oh, a billion?
2 billion?
$7.4 billion.
Jeez.
Now, that is... So if you combined all of the Australian sports, cricket, NRL... AFL.
All combined.
It dwarfs all
Holy
of them.
Shit, 5 years.
So it's gone past. So they work it out each game. So it's 410 games over those 5 years. It's gone past the English Premier League and it's now only second behind the NFL.
The IPL.
The IPL.
Get out.
It's exploding.
IPL.
Oh, 5 years for what was it?
7.4 billion.
That's ridiculous. What do you mean? Family starving to death and paying bloody money for that.
Yeah, but they must be making money off it.
Oh, come on, pay that's not right.
Hey, let's check in on Texas contract.
Yes, sir.
Day number 9 since the Adelaide Crows mid-season bye, and Taylor Walker has no contract.
All talk.
That nine sounded a bit weird.
Nine.
Well, we will have Tex live on the show tomorrow, so you can ask him directly.
We will be asking him directly. Yeah, but anyway, they're playing this weekend, so the bye's all finished, done, dusted, because they're back playing home and away footy.
Gold Coast Sunday at Metricon.
Oh, that'd be a good game.
Gold Coast going
real good
all right. Going well.
It's all on this for Peru. Alex Valera.
We're off.
Unbelievable.
We are off to Qatar in the World Cup.
Throwing penalties again. Wow. How many times is that?
And they went the long way around.
They made it hard for themselves.
And where are all the Graham Arnold knockers? The manager, the big boss.
They've gone a bit quiet.
He backed himself in.
That was a gutsy call. To replace
Matt Ryan, the captain,
as
the goalkeeper for the penalty shootout.
Yep.
Why though? Why do they do that? Well, if he's the best keeper, why isn't he doing it?
Apparently, Redmayne is he's the best penalty saver. So they reckon they'd been talking about this for 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah,
if this was going to happen, then this was the man. But to actually do it, because if he hadn't have did what he what he did.
It's actually then not a bad play.
Graham Arnold would have got slammed
having a special. Imagine if that he only
and
comes
and sometimes
on,
you've got to make
in.
Those decisions in these type of games, don't you? A coach has to put his out.
Big call and done it.
Great call. And that to Andrew Redmayne, he danced along on that line before the penalty. The Peru soccer player panicked because this is what he was doing on the goal line, Andrew Redmayne.
So many people wrote us off. I was going to have a floor. Panic attack. Speechless. I'm just so proud of the boys. Everyone played their part. Redder's getting dragged in for the pens. He's done unbelievable. What else for Australia?
Is that not what you wanted me to push?
No, that was the song.
Sorry. I like to
eat. So Andrew Redmayne was dancing on the goal line. In the penalty box.
So this is Wiggles.
Arms and legs moving everywhere.
See why I didn't get the connection?
No wonder you didn't play that.
And that young,
the what?
The guy, the Peru, was he? the Peru player. Parisium, isn't it, G?
Peruvian.
Peruvian. That's what I was trying to find. And you both just sat there. Do something.
Peruvian.
He panicked.
Euro-vision.
He panicked. What a tactic. And he nearly got a yellow card by the ref too.
Did he?
For doing that, yeah. I don't think you're allowed
dancing.
To do that. Yeah, for dancing.
Not allowed to move.
You can't move too much.
But he
imagine
did.
If he got carded.
So that was
what
months in the planning, Greg. Well done. We're off to the World Cup.
So good.
And fifth consecutive year.
So much for the sport in Australia as well.
Well, it is because the A-League competition this year was a rubbish.
Well, how do you watch the A-League? I could never watch it.
Well, no one can find it.
Nah.
The TV deal's been disastrous for the competition. Crowd numbers are down.
What do you mean you can't find it? It's on free-to-air now,
no one can find it, mate. Oh, one night a week. One night a week.
Channel 10.
But at least Fox had every game live and you could watch it. And we knew it. But anyhow, what a great. That's great for our country too.
Australian
gives
sport.
Us a bit of a kick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Hey?
Yeah.
So are we on or not? Well, kick along. Just a bit of a boost.
Nah, it's a great story.
A bit of doom and gloom out there, especially in your world.
Kick in the back of the net.
Kick what? But it's just great. And that might hurt Aussie rules a bit, won't it?
What?
Because every young kid's going to play soccer now, football.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Nah, well,
mate,
NFL's
the talent pool's shrinking
Australia.
In Australian rules footy, Bern, if you haven't noticed.
Well, but that doesn't mean there's kids that love footy.
Oh, I'm on the bandwagon.
Soccer is very popular.
It's called football, Greg.
Well, I'm trying to distinguish between AFL and soccer.
No, you say Australian rules football and football.
Now he's an English teacher.
Hey, up next. What's up next?
We're going to check the Rush Hour voicemail.
What's next?
See who's called in for Bernie Blue and Jazz over the long weekend.
Prism, Parisian, Peru,
Eurovision.
Time to check the Rush Hour voicemail.
Thanks, G.
You have new messages.
Oh, g'day, boys. It's Ken here. Just a reminder that I back my doctor of 25 years in 110%. We put the safety of our players first. Hang on. I think my flight's about to board.
316 to Greater Western Sydney is now.
Oh, no. G'day, boys. It's Tex. You wouldn't believe it. I'm at the airport and I just seen Ken. Hang on a minute.
FG312 to the Gold Coast.
Well, my flight's about to leave.
G'day, Greg. It's Roger here. Thank you for coming down and showing the kids how to bat and what it's like to be a world-class cricketer, and it just made their day. Just one other thing, though. We've got an invoice here from you for $5,000.
Oh,
and
Greg.
Mate, it's a children's charity.
Yeah.
Did you really have to arrive in a helicopter?
Well, g'day, it's Biggles here. Just checking in after the Crows had the bye. They're probably well rested and ready to go in hard.
Oh.
Well, at the time, the Dutch female downhill skiing team stayed at my.
No.
Did my own windmill. National cheese. And I'm like, eat them? Why don't you just try licking them? Yeah, that's way too far. Bernie, Adam, your accountant.
Yes,
how are you, mate? That time of year again where I've got to go through a pile of Liquorland receipts. I'm serious. You need to treat responsibly. It's true.
Geez, I'm sick of you blokes taking the mick out of me on Adelaide's premier number five sports show, especially bloody Tom Rockcliffe. He's the worst for it. Ironic name, isn't it? Rockcliffe. Because if he keeps it up, I'll introduce him to a rock and then a cliff. Boys, it's KG. I am very, very disappointed with Bailey Smith. Drugs are not the answer. Back in my day, we didn't need that. We just had two slabs of West End and a box of Coopers before every and after every game. Please let the lad know that I could get him Metamucil at a very good price. It's Mutto, your boss. Wow. Look, I had to listen to the show. Not my call. National, maybe. Nothing to do with it. Not my call. National. The only thing I've got down here on the bit of paper is tears from listening how you guys mangle a setup every bloody day at 4 p.m. Tears. Wow. G'day, lads. It's Purple, the number one newsbreaker. I've done some capacious research into the unsubstantiated and as thus corroborated rumours pertaining to Ken Hinckley and Tex relinquishing their concordant contractual authorised contracts concurrently to their current exclusive association with their sports club establishments. But I got bored and went out on the piss with Bernie instead.
Ben, Micka from the Stansbury pub.
Yeah.
Jeez, this is funny, mate. I've run into your old man down here at the trailer dealer, and he's been trying to back one out for the last 15 minutes.
What?
Having a fair bit of trouble. Hang on. Nah, he's all good.
You slaughter a pig in there, Tim.
Gentlemen, it's JB. No. I'll tell you, when it comes to peak fitness, I think I know a thing or two. Jarvet, here's a tip to keep the kilos down. When the waitress comes up to your table and you've been looking at the menu, don't hand it back to her and go, "Looks good, I'll have that." Oh! Fat!
There are no more messages.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute. Stuck in traffic? Take a look at your service sticker on your windscreen. If it's overdue, call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
What was that?
You're on.
Someone just fall over in the background?
No, like good friends of ours.
Oh, I love
good
it.
Friends of ours. Let's say hello to Sam. Say hello, Sam from Kensington. Welcome, mate.
G'day, boys.
G'day, Sam.
Do you ever see the old Greg Blewett lurking around in his Merc and Kensington area?
I have not, no.
You live there, didn't
Pull
you?
Pull your head in.
Did you live in Kensington?
No.
Why do you say it like that? No,
because, it's good. It's a good way to say it.
Upper lip and
beach on the Esplanade.
Anyway, Sammy's still here, isn't
he? Sammy boy, what's your AFL team, young man?
Crows.
That's a boy. Who's your favourite player?
Joshua Shelley.
Ooh, he's getting a bit of a fan base, our boy Josh.
Exciting.
He's very exciting.
He is.
10 questions, 60 seconds, say pass. We'll come back to it.
What? What if he doesn't want to? Well,
but if he doesn't know the answer. So I've got a, the part of the rules. And pass. We'll always take your first answer, Sammy, from Kensington. All right, mate?
No worries, boys.
Listen carefully. All the best.
He's confused.
Greg Blewett, question one. G scoreboard. Let's go.
Okay. Australian athlete Joseph Goodall is famous for what sport?
Pass.
In AFL, Collingwood beat Melbourne yesterday by more or less than 20 points?
More.
Which year did Stephen Bradbury win gold for Australian speed skating? 2002 or 2006?
2002.
In which country were the first modern Olympic Games held in 1896?
Greece.
The America's Cup is a trophy awarded in what sport?
Sailing.
How many players make up an official indoor volleyball team?
Six.
Which of the following is not a world champion big wave surfer? Grant Baker, Billy Kemper or Andrew Jarman?
Andrew Jarman.
Life on the Limit is a documentary based around what sport?
Who is top of the AFL ladder?
Brisbane.
What is the name of the Australian National Rugby Union team?
Wallabies.
Australian athlete Joseph Goodall is famous for what sport?
Soccer.
Life on the Limit is a documentary based around what sport?
Boxing.
Oh.
No. Yes.
Did well, Sam.
Good work, Sammy.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Here we go, G.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Ooh. So good. Such a good effort, well Sam. Done. But good thing is, Sam, we have an awesome prize for you today, a double pass to see KISS live at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre this August.
Oh, fantastic. That's great.
Good on you. Well done, Sammy. Take care, mate, and enjoy the Crows defeating the Gold Coast this weekend.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Good
Cheers.
Boy. See you, young well done, man. Sammy. That was a terrific effort
it
for
was.
Tuesday.
That was a great effort.
All right. Number one, please, Greg. He said pass on.
Joseph Goodall is a boxer.
He's a boxer.
Mm. He got him the wrong way around.
Yeah. Burn, burn. Number eight.
Life on the Limit. He said boxing is a documentary around boxing, but it's Formula One.
Yes.
And we did give that as a clue.
Mm. We did too.
But he was ringing in, wasn't he? I think
you get
probably...
a listen.
Do maybe clue maybe do that a bit better. Yeah. Maybe execute that a bit better, please, Greg.
All I do I is follow you can... your lead, and that's your segment.
No,
so
it's
up,
our segment. It's the family
up.
Segment.
And if Sam lives in Kensington, say his suburb properly. Get off your little...
I think you can get better, Greg.
Ben,
Well, he's not here.
No, well, just explain to us what's happened.
He's here.
What time are we meant to be in here?
Well, we normally get in, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock. We have meetings. We have a bit of a chat about the show, who we're going to try and have a bit of a chat with. So there's a lot of work behind the scenes, and we need everyone engaged.
And our priorities are the show, isn't it?
Absolutely. You sign a contract to join the Rush Hour. That's it.
Well, where was he?
So you're talking about Greg Blewett, former Australian Test cricketer, who passed out on 99 on two occasions for his country. Mm. Missed all the meeting because
he
had another commitment, which was really disturbing.
It's selfish.
You have changed since you've come on this show.
What do you mean changed? He's always been selfish. He's just getting selfisher.
Explain to us where you were today.
Is that a word?
Greg Blewett, explain to us where you were
today.
Listen,
I'll let all of you know, by the way, so don't think this has come as a surprise.
Don't give us that.
Where
were you?
I'm a man in demand.
What a flog.
No, we both said it at the same time.
Just a knob.
What?
No, who says that?
So where were you?
No, I was filming something for our good friend Paul Gow, who was good enough to come on the show last week to explain all the new golf stuff that's going on in the world.
Right.
And he got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago to see if I'd come on his golf show. So we did the filming today.
But you've already been on that.
You've already been there.
That was 8 years ago.
Well, I didn't say how long.
So obviously they're lacking talent. They're struggling to get people on that show.
What, they think you're
And where did you do it? Where was the filming?
Cooyonga.
Oh,
I said that.
The gate was closed behind you when you drove into the car park.
Paul Gow's very complimentary of that fine
So what were you doing? What was filmed?
Well, we were playing footy. What do you reckon was filmed?
No, what part of your golf game was filmed? What part of your golf game was filmed?
What do you do? Do you play around?
Yeah, do you talk? And what were you talking about?
We're just talking about...
Explain to us, Greg.
Well, we're talking about my experience with golf. There was a little bit of cricket as well. And then he sets a couple of challenges as well.
All
right, so there's a long drive challenge.
Yes.
There's a short game challenge.
Right.
So you get 5 chips and you got to try and get it inside this circle. It's a point system. I don't want to complicate you too much, Jazz.
Mm.
And then there's a 110-meter challenge. All right. Closest to the pin.
So how did you go?
Well, I don't want to say too much.
Paul
Cow did say that I am the best.
You could go and join the Greg Norman circuit.
So he reckons you're the best. Sportsman.
Yeah.
Golfer,
well, that's what he says. That's what he says. Oh, I mean, I try and be humble and dismiss.
You're not humble,
say,
Greg.
Look, Ricky Ponting's a very good golfer.
Selfish,
go with him.
You name drop wherever you go.
No,
Paul Gow doesn't even like
you. He don't even know who you are. So when will this come out? Where will we watch this? Is this on YouTube?
I'm not telling.
Red Tube?
I mean,
on Red Tube.
Oh, hang on. Sorry.
On Red Tube?
Red Tube.
I didn't play naked. I didn't play naked.
I don't know what you and Paul Gow got up to, but it ends up on Red Tube.
Well, he did try and get me in the bunker.
Just checking some text messages that came through regarding Greg Blewett and his, his tirade.
What'd they say?
Hey?
What'd they say?
What you said about Catherine's legs.
Oh, right.
No.
Well, no, what did the messages say?
What'd he say?
What's happened?
Said you were reading
text messages about training in the rain.
I was reading text messages about
legs. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, who's texting about them?
Who's texting about my wife's legs?
What is wrong with you?
We're
now,
live.
Now, what
we're
about,
on air.
What
we're
about,
on.
I know we are. Yeah. Family, g'day.
Okay.
What about this morning? This is what happened for our great country.
Big. It's all on this for Peru. Alex Valera. And Redmayne makes the save. It's a save that means the world to Australia. Oh. They are going to the World Cup.
Yes.
Good.
Beautiful.
Massive for the sport.
Yeah, and we're going to catch up with Andy Harper. What a superstar. Yep. All right, we'll catch up with him very shortly. And Jackson Hatley will join us from the Adelaide Crows.
In some fun.
Greg, a media deal has been signed off, and I can't believe the numbers.
No, the Indian Premier League. So the next 5 years, from 2023 to 27, five-year deal has been done over the weekend for $7.4 billion.
Greg.
They're just amazing numbers. Oh,
for and 6 weeks by 5 years.
Yep.
Jeez.
So 410 games. Now, they work out on per game value, and it's now gone past the English Premier League. And we know, that, I mean, that's huge. Oh, and now just behind the NFL in terms of what each game is worth.
Will this be a pay increase for the players?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, how much more do they want?
Absolutely.
Jeez, they've already
Greg.
They're talking about like just the average player that plays in the IPL is going to be on for those, is it 6 weeks or 8 weeks?
Well,
around
there.
Doesn't matter. But the average player's probably going to be on about $2 million.
No,
average?
Greg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeepers. And what about the playing list? How many was it? Squad of 16?
I don't think
squad
that'll change. So if anything, I think it's just going to grow and grow. Like God, the two Greg. New teams came in for this season, and whether there's another couple of teams come in as well, but it is just mind-boggling, those sort of numbers.
What's the Australian BBL contract media worth? What's
no,
that worth?
Well, no, that's gone
not
down.
Not 7.2 billion.
Well, that's gone down. Oh. So if you throw in everything, AFL, NRL, cricket.
All combined,
still doesn't get anywhere near the 7.4 billion.
Jeez. And that's for a longer season than
staggering numbers.
Maybe. Tops.
Yep.
Burn. Now, let's talk about the hottest issue going around Adelaide.
Well, it is. Texas contract. Right. And, let's just check in with him.
Since the Adelaide Crows mid-season bye, and Taylor Walker has no contract.
Oh, poor Tex.
That nine sounds a bit out of sort of.
So we're day nine.
But do we know whether they're actually getting some dialogue
well, I hope
happening?
So. I hope so. Boone, you haven't spoken to your mate for a while.
We haven't heard any.
We haven't heard any dialogue coming out of the headquarters of the Adelaide Crows.
We will have Tex on the show live in studio tomorrow, though, on the rush hour.
A lovely
so
hook.
We can talk to him.
Well
then.
Done, G.
Thank you, Charles.
Well done, the big Texan. So we'll ask that question.
Yep.
Let's get it done. Let's get the damn
two
thing
years
done.
Or one with a kicker?
I reckon one with a kicker. I like that. And what does the kicker mean?
I don't know. It sounded good.
No, one but the football fan out there.
Ah, so like he might have a minimum games or.
Yeah, okay.
Normally, it's minimum games. If he plays, say, 14 or 16 games, you'll just automatically get a second year.
Brilliant.
Which is, if he's playing 16 games, he's still
required. Absolutely.
And he's their best forward at the moment. So,
Of course he is.
Won't be amount of goals in that as well.
Nah,
would there?
Never because goals. That, nah, because then you
start playing.
Gets a bit funny. It's more around games incentive. So all good.
Done. I'm self-indulging here, family, on a Tuesday.
What on?
All right. And now I'm fed up. Now, who do I look like? Who do I look like?
Butterbean.
Oh,
no.
Real funny white teeth.
A fisherman.
Who do I look like? Who am I? What's my name?
Andrew Jarman.
Thank you very much. Andrew Newton Jarman. Oh, right. Named after my great-grandfather.
I thought that was a trick question. Yeah.
Well,
I thought we were going somewhere
I got
else.
Smashed over the weekend, the long weekend. As you know, we obviously had a bit of a break yesterday.
What, drinking?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I hardly had a froth.
I'm confused.
Let me finish the story. Now, and I'm getting tired of it. I've been doing this for so long. Now, I know I have a little brother called Darren.
Oh, no.
But
oh, no.
The other day, when I was with with Maz and my three dogs, when we've come off the beach at Henley Beach, where I've just checked out my beach to make sure that everything's safe for all the community to come down, we walk across the road. And when we walk across the road, we stop to make sure the dogs stop. And then when we say go, we go. We let this cyclist go past us.
Yes.
And a lovely cyclist. He was dolled up in his colours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
G'day, like Darren.
Oh, no.
I said to Maz, did you hear that? Did he say Darren? And off he went. So he just kept going down towards the Esplanade there and turned. Yep. Okay. Oh, you liked that,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, this morning.
Oh, no, not again.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Doorbell rang. Oh, the courier driver. Because all my daughters and my wives, oh, they all.
Your wives.
Oh, no.
All your wives. Mass. Mass. Oh, no, this is going to get mad.
No, I know this.
You'll hear this.
Well, g'day, Darren. Nice to see you. I'll listen to you at 4 o'clock.
Mm.
Yeah.
So he good. Thinks you're Darren's
never met
on
this
radio.
Courier. He'll be listening. Called me Darren.
Oh, no.
And I actually can't be bothered saying, look, it's Andrew. But now, Darren, how twice,
no, that's just...
twice within 3 days, what the hell's going on out there? Well, am I starting to look like my brother Darren Robert Jarman?
No.
Not at all.
No.
I'm going the other way, getting shredded, looking more like I was when I was 19, 20 years old. Enough's enough, Adelaide.
No, you know, Adelaide. Adelaide.
So now Adelaide's rocking up at his house.
Two people. Mate, you've got
what
the same.
Mean,
basically,
people?
You've got the same Shut surname, all right, and they've just got you muddled up.
I don't look
Get
like Darren.
It. Get over
don't
it.
Don't even compare him.
I'd be claiming it.
You claim
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'd be.
Oh, yeah, you're oh, be. Right, eh? You want me to be Darren?
Well,
but, oh, look, I know they make it's a mistake, but obviously they're still in, you know, in awe of D. Robert Jarman.
Mm.
But please, no more.
You've had enough.
No more. I'd rather you call me Marion.
Maybe they did.
Don't you normally go with, don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I gave That's up 5 years
you,
ago.
You know who I am.
Mr. Football, Andy Harper. Australia, the Socceroos qualify for their 5th consecutive World Cup. He must be doing cartwheels. Good afternoon, Andy. Thanks for your time.
Hey. Oh, mate, it's my pleasure. What great terms on which to talk with you. Fantastic.
Mate, can you believe what's happened? A bloody penalty shootout, and Graham Arnold took his plums out and gone with the penalty shootout goalkeeper, backed it in, and now we're off to the bloody Qatar.
I've heard it described a few ways, but never in quite those. That he's taken his plums out. The only thing he's not said is he put them on the block.
But it was a
brilliant.
It's a genius move.
Genius,
is this something that happens regularly, or is this something that...
Yeah, look, it's not unheard of to have specialty goalkeepers. In fact, in the 2014 World Cup, Holland did it with a guy called Tim Krul, who was the goalkeeper at Newcastle United in the English Premier League at the time. So it does happen from time to time. Of course, you know, in holding a substitute until the penalties by a goal to keep the goalkeeper free means that, you know, you might not have pulled a rein during the game. So Graham Arnold has been criticised a lot over the course of the campaign. And fair enough, too. The campaign was in tatters for a while there. It was in tatters, and no one could see their way through. Somehow he's pulled it together. He deserves enormous credit for being able to pull it back together again and then outplaying a more fancied opponent in Peru today. And part of the criticism, there's been a lot of it across the breadth of issues, but one of them was team selections. And when Andrew Redmayne got picked in this squad for these knockout qualifiers, people were saying, what the hell? This bloke must be smoking something.
Yeah.
because you know, Redmayne is far from the top three goalkeepers on form eligible to be picked at the moment. He's a great goalkeeper. He's had a great career. But last season's form with Sydney FC wasn't stellar. And so one wondered what the hell was going on here. 118 minutes into this qualifier against Peru, when he stands up in the substitute section, it all became real. We understood exactly then why Graham Arnold picked him, purely and solely to come on in the penalty shootout. That was a massive call to take off your skipper and the otherwise outstanding Matt Ryan. And in defence of Matt Ryan, there's nothing to say he wouldn't have provided the necessary heroics either. But the fact is, Arnold put his plums on the block, as you said. So, you know, the queue of people waiting to decapitate him if this didn't work and if they failed, and it's a fine line. But now that he's pulled it off, massive kudos to him. It's a crowning glory as a coach. And it's five straight World Cup finals. It's quite unbelievable, really. It's so exciting.
And understandably, like, wild scenes after that last one was saved. What about the build-up, Andy? The, you know, four of the 20 qualifying games were out of Australia. Yeah. They couldn't have done it any tougher.
Really unusual, totally unusual circumstances. Graham Arnold's beaten that drum a lot, and he's totally entitled to do that now. Look, it wasn't totally unique. There was a lot of teams, particularly through Asia, that had to play behind closed doors or away from home. China, for example, was similar. There wouldn't be many, however, in world football that have had to do it as tough as the Socceroos. It's a long road to start with. Our qualifying route, when it goes to these extra sudden-death qualifiers, is longer than most. And then not having to play at home, which is a massive advantage to every national football team, but particularly Australia. You've got a very proud home record in World Cup qualifiers, and we were denied that advantage, and the fans were denied that access. And more importantly, I think, the players were denied access to their own fans. And off the field, this has been an issue because, you know, people have lost track of the Socceroos because they haven't been playing at home. Mm. People haven't connected with the team. Like, you know, they don't know about Aidan Rustic. These qualifiers were played in the middle of the night, early hours of the morning in Doha with no fans watching. And all people were doing is absorbing results as they're coming through. Mm. And it's hurt the game. It was unavoidable, but it's hurt the game. It really was an impediment for the players. And we all lost the world. No, I'm paid to. I'm interested, and I'm part of the attachment. But the general sports fan had lost connection with this team through no fault of anyone. But it's back, baby. That was just enormous.
We love that. Now, what next for the Socceroos? Do they go to a training camp? When does the actual World Cup start?
World Cup's in November. Actually, this is the bizarro world we live in. The World Cup in any normal cycle would be on now, now. We'd be in day two of the World Cup finals. June, July is when it's normally played. Yep. But, of course, the controversy around Qatar being granted the rights in 2010 meant that it was an inevitability that they would take the World Cup out of the Northern Hemisphere summer. You know, it's been 48 degrees there during the day.
48.
So they've moved it to November, December. So the World Cup kicked off in November. December 18 is the final. The Socceroos, I'm not expecting to have many opportunities to get back together. There'll be a 2.5-3 week camp probably before the World Cup. Depending on the scheduling, there'll be a couple of warm-up games. Players will be pretty much, because of the changing of the schedule, players will be pretty much back on duty very soon for their European club duty, because that's going to have to all work around the World Cup window. It's a very interrupted season compared to what we're used to. And, of course, our local A-Leagues are going to have to cope with it as well. It's a great problem to have. You'd much rather have to worry about they're scheduling around the Socceroos and them not being there. But that's going to be an issue for us as well. But you know, they're all details. It's just such a great story. And it's redemptive in a lot of ways, particularly for Coach Graham Arnold. I'm extremely happy for him.
Brilliant.
Well, we're there and Italy aren't, which is another
incredible,
amazing story.
Yeah. Back to back, they're not.
Yeah, that's right. And off the top of your head, Andy, what group are we in?
This is talk about bizarro world. So, I don't know, maybe 210, 215 countries start the World Cup qualifying process. More countries than are members of the UN start the whole process trying to get into the World Cup. There's only 31 spaces, plus the host nation makes it 32. Now, what are the odds of being in the same group twice? That's what Australia faces. Oh. Last time in Russia, they had France, Denmark and Peru.
Yep.
Having just knocked out Peru. I go to Russia now and they're in the group with France, Denmark, and the only difference is Tunisia. It's totally bizarre. I think it's manageable. I really believe, given what they've achieved now, depending on what happens with players over the next couple of months, the round of 16 should come into very sharp focus. You know, I think they're capable of doing it. It's going to be an exciting ride from here.
Just before we let you go, Andy Harper, been fantastic. Financially, what does that mean for Australian football?
A few mil in the kit. But, you know, there's a lot of hungry mouths in Australian football.
True.
Coaching systems, you know, development systems, that'll all need to get apportioned properly. But it's a good problem to have. Look, it's not going to solve the financial issues in the game, but it's certainly not going to hurt. And, you know, we're seeing the fruit coming through. This is a topic for another day, but tomorrow night at 11 p.m., our under-23 is playing the semi-final of the Asian Cup for under-23s against Saudi Arabia. All this doom and gloom talk, which is not never far away from the football in Australia, about no players coming through. Well, mate, the under-23s are in the semi-final, 90 minutes away from an under-23s Asian Cup final. That points to some good future. Yep. That's on Paramount Plus tomorrow night for anyone who's interested. 11 p.m. Nice. They can watch the next generation Oli Roos coming through. Plenty on, mate. And it's great to be talking about it. You know, the Socceroos nailed it this morning. They really did. They deserved that win. This was no lucky penalty shootout win. They deserved it probably in normal time. They had to put us all through the hellfire that is a penalty shootout, but they came out smelling roses and with their plums intact.
That's it, Andy. Mate, thanks for sharing that with us, and we'll speak again. And we're very proud of the Socceroos. And, well, here we come, World Cup.
Good on you. Thanks for having us.
Andy Harper there. Let's catch up with the Adelaide Crows, Jackson Hadley. Started to find some form,
He has.
Right, just slotted into the midfield, and he joins us on the rush hour. I don't know if it's his debut on this global show, but good afternoon to young Jackson Hadley. Welcome, young man.
G'day, boys. Thanks very much for having me. I think it is the debut, so very excited to be here.
Jeez. Very excited.
Doubt all the other boys do talk about this magnificent show in the change rooms, that when you do come on, be prepared.
Absolutely. It's a big talking point during the week, so I'm excited.
Hey, speaking of talking points, your form, outstanding at the moment. You had to wait for your opportunity, mate, but you forced selectors to pick you just back-to-back-to-back good SNFL games. Just forced his way in, didn't you?
Yeah, no, thank you. Obviously I had to work to get in the side to start the year, and that was what I was looking to do, just play, you know, the best footy I could at the level they picked me. And, you know, the goal was obviously to play AFL footy and play, you know, consistently really well. And that's still the goal going forward. So, you know, feeling good and keen to keep building.
We've seen you do a few run with roles in certain teams. Is that something you'd look to extend yourself to do?
Oh, I'm absolutely open to doing it. Yeah, I ran with Cripper, and I reckon I kept him to the three votes that day. So
good boy.
That, he had a good quarter that day.
That went well, but no, I'm definitely open to running with the Oppo's best players and feel like that's something I can do for the team. So if that's something that Nixie or VB comes to me and says they want me to do, I'm definitely willing to do it.
Hey, I read somewhere that you're into your meditation. Is that something you've done for your whole career, or just something you found recently?
Yeah, I probably started meditating 3 or 4 years ago. We had someone up at the Giants who taught us boys, and something I've carried on ever since. And yeah, I gave it a crack, and it's been really good for me, and something that I do each day now. So no, absolutely love it.
Jackson, what next for the Adelaide Crows in the next 10 weeks? What are we going to see? What is the Adelaide Crows fan base and the players themselves? What are they going to see? I know we have a crack, and that's what your coach wants, but you need more than that to win games of football and actually be taken seriously in this brutal competition.
No, absolutely. And, we're obviously, you know, the first half of the year, there's some things we did well and some things that we can get better at. But I think a big thing for us is just we want to play smart. And, you know, we want to keep, obviously, like you said, cracking in and bringing our contest and bringing what we do really well, but then, you know, to just be really, really smart with the footy and, polished and finishing our work, that's obviously something we're focusing on. So, you know, hopefully you see all the cracking in and all the contested stuff stay the same, and if not, go to another level, but we add some of that real smarts and polish.
Hey, Tex, is he getting a contract?
Yes.
Can you go in and get him bloody signed up?
Go and see Rusciuto and Reedy now, Jackson.
I'm certainly not the man that's getting that done at the club. There's a few heavy hitters that'll take care of that. But no, Tex is great. He's having another great year. I know the big dogs will work that out.
The big dogs, we like that.
Oh, that's who you're dealing with right now, young man.
Hey, Josh Rochelli, he'll be back this week?
I think he'll be up for selection. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think he had a bit of a cork recently. Yeah, he's a very good player, so, you know, I'm sure Nixie and that will be keen to have him back.
Did you sit down and have a mid-season review, and what was the biggest improvement area, as Jars asked before, for the next 10 weeks?
As a group?
Yeah, as a group, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. No, like, similar to what I spoke about before, we just want to be really smart with the footy and really, really clinical with how we go about it. So, we know we've been in, you know, better positions than probably what a lot of the score lines you know, came our way throughout the last 4 or 5 weeks. We played some good footy, but, you know, we cost ourselves by not finishing our work. So we're working on those things, and that's really what we want to show the second half of the year.
Jackson, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time, and we apologise that Greg Blewett, yeah, who swaggers around town willy-nilly, when he decides to turn up and have a bit of a chat here on this global show. Off-field, we like to we'll get nosy. Have we got a lovely girlfriend? What are our favourite hobbies? Do you go skiing? Do you go kite flight, hiking? Or do you go scuba diving? What do you do, young man?
There's not too much kite flying that goes on, but you know, I do, a lovely partner, Celine. So very lucky and batting well above my average there.
Good
so,
boy.
We enjoy hanging out and doing pretty normal things, getting to the beach when it's nice. But no, she's a very, very good girl and very lucky.
Now, mate, is it your uncle? Is it your great uncle? The great Ron Hatley, who played for South Adelaide. Yeah. Is he connected where?
He is connected. I've heard of Uncle Ron. That's what I'm claiming him. But I don't think he actually is my uncle. I think he's related in some way. I heard he went all right too.
Mate, one of the great players for South Adelaide, the Panthers, a marvellous wingman. Yep. The great Ron Hatley in the 70s and 80s, early 80s, was a star young man.
I've heard that, yeah. I'm keen to meet him one day.
You should. Mate, all the best. Really proud of your progress thus far. And thanks for your time, Jackson.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. All the best.
Good luck. Good there he you, is, mate. Jackson Hatley. What a lovely young man.
In some good form, too.
He's what?
In some good form.
Yeah. Do you like him doing that lockdown role?
I like it, yes. Yeah, I do. Okay. I like when they make a statement, go to the best player.
See you, Jackson.
Oh, good contribution, what please.
What happened? You went outside for what? You got locked out, did you?
I didn't take my toilet.
You didn't take your
fob. I was locked out.
You're fob.
The toilet.
Yeah, okay.
Talking of flogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Andy Harper, he's so excited.
Yes,
he's up and
he
about.
Was, yes,
and Jackson Hatley, what a lovely young man.
He's a
so
good boy.
He's been playing some good footy for the Adelaide Crows.
Very good,
apparently.
I got locked out. Honestly,
Sorry.
Now we love this segment. A much-loved segment. Yep. What do you got for this beautiful day on a Tuesday? And the rain's not far away.
June 14. Is it going to rain, is it?
Yes, it is.
You might get wet at training. Hey, International Men's Health Week, boys and girls. Yes. And also, another one of your favourite days, Jazz. International Bath Day.
Yeah,
it's a bath day.
I had 4 baths over the weekend.
Why do you have 4?
Because I love my water. I'm a dolphin.
No, you're not
had my
dolphin,
lavender
mate.
Candle, had my music on, loved it. Loved my bath.
Go home and have a bath tonight. Hey, a few birthdays. Yes, 1961, Ben. Boy George.
Do you really want to hurt me?
There he is.
Do you really want to make me cry?
And on The Voice, he's still on The Voice.
He's a talent.
1969, Steffi Graf.
Ooh.
The tennis. Oh, Greg did that.
She's a very good player.
Good player. Burn. You did that thing you do, burn. Though.
Nice, leg. Oh. Nice legs. Nice legs. Very good
player. Nice legs.
Do that again because she's my...
Well, there you go.
She's your what?
Steffi Graf.
No, she was my favourite. Oh.
Honestly.
Steffi Graf.
Yeah, her legs.
Yeah. Charles. Oh,
she got the best legs.
What about Maz?
Maz has got the best legs.
Yes, thank you.
Steffi Graf's got the second best.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realise this. I might have to have a look.
I used to love watching
definitely
her play.
Definitely better legs than Catherine.
Oh, no!
You can't say that. You're going to get in trouble for that.
That's factual.
You can't say that Catherine's legs.
She's got beautiful legs. She's going to knock out.
Keep digging that hole, buddy. Throw him a shovel. Hey, 1946.
Yes, Ben.
Donald Trump.
China.
What about this one?
This is the country where your people cheer on some of the world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
Wait, there's more.
China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain.
He's talking about himself.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He's an entertainer. You gotta love him.
What
was that? Hey, on this day, 1953, Elvis Presley graduated high school, boys.
You
on
ain't
this day.
But a hound dogger.
Didn't know this one was coming up.
You ain't
nothing but a hound dog. This is a Bill Haley comic song.
And just to see us out,
yeah,
one of your favourite people.
Yes, Ben.
Well, on this day, 2002, the Bourne Identity was released. And we all know what you did when you
congratulations, James.
Thanks a lot.
Maddie, thank you so much.
Well done, Maddie.
Play it again.
Oh, thanks, congratulations, James.
Thanks a lot.
Maddie, thank you so much.
Well done, Maddie.
Get his name right.
Okay, I thought he was Jason Bourne. But we got a photo
character.
Too. We got a great photo.
Called him his
yeah,
the
loved
character
him.
In the movie.
Loved him. Can't wait for his next one to come out.
Jason. No, thanks, Jace.
Congratulations,
thanks, Jace.
Jace. Did you realise as you said Jace that you said it wrong?
Yeah,
then you said it again.
Because we only had 5 minutes with him.
Like, thanks, Jace. I mean,
we only had 5 minutes with Matt Damon.
5 minutes with Matt Damon.
And you cooked it.
I cooked it.
Yeah, absolutely cooked it. Speaking of cooking, I'm going to go home and cook a lovely dinner.
Lovely.
Bye.
Lovely. See you tomorrow, family.
See ya.